Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? What up, what up? Curtis, welcome to Courtney's seat.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Well, I just a heads up right off the bat. The ear thing has regressed to the point of I cannot hear anything out of the entire right side of my ear hole. And I have tried everything. I have no idea what it is. I'm actually getting nervous now.
Yeah, I think it's terminal. I don't know.
How long do I have?
Oh my gosh.
Looking on WebMD. Am I going to make it to Bermuda?
Do not use WebMD unless you want to feel like you're dying.
I thought for sure it was allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on the Sudafed, and that works. It's. Let me just, in case there's an ear doctor listening. When I wake up in the morning, it's clogged, and it progresses during the day. It will unclog about halfway, and then continue. Now I've tried the holding your nose and breathing rapid exhaling of ale to try to force the
don't do that.
Like off when you get off an airplane type thing?
Yes, Wiggy.
Okay.
I have tried that. I make a little teeny bit of progress when it comes to the clog, but then the clog just returns. I may have made a grave error last night at the recommendation of DMs, and I went to Walgreens and got some eardrop things.
Mm-hmm.
I had DMs apply those into the ear, and I feel like they just sat there, Shime, and didn't progress down the ear tube into the ear hole, and thereby maybe it's some kind of a wax buildup thing or something. I'm stymied by it. I can't hear. Go, what, Shime?
If
are
it
you
was,
talking? I can't hear you.
If it was a wax buildup thing, those eardrops should help. You should hear it like fizzing in your ear.
I don't think I heard any fizz. When twisting my neck, I heard some kind of a cracking thing, which to me indicates maybe either some sort of a sinus issue, or perhaps I have like a crack in my vertebrae.
Did you try peroxide?
I saw that online, Wiggy. Have you done the peroxide?
I've done that before.
Would you be willing to apply peroxide into my ear during
not
the
a
show
problem
today?
At all.
You would be willing to help me out?
Yeah. That is very easy to do.
With all due respect, Greg, Sudafed is not an allergy medicine.
What is Sudafed?
Sudafed takes away, it's a decongestant.
But wouldn't decongestion or congestion be causing the clogging of the ear?
No, ooh. I would say Zyrtec, and I'm not paid by them. I am not like Aaron Rodgers or Travis Kelce. I'm not a pharma boy. However, Zyrtec has been the one thing that has worked for me.
I thought for sure you would recommend 4 Boston cream-filled yodels.
Can I tell you, I have never seen a campaign pick up like this. This is like my ice bucket challenge. Boston cream yodels are everywhere. I get DMs. People said there was a grocery store by them in Maine that ran out.
Wow.
Which is just an unbelievable thing.
They should be paying you more.
Paying me, period, would be nice.
Well, listen, as is, I think, well documented, I'm a trooper. So I'm here. I don't want to spend the whole entire show on what's wrong with me. I want to talk about what is wrong with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I want to talk about the crying of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the fact that we sit here this morning, the Boston Bruins sit here this morning in the exact same position position they were in last season in round one with a 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. So did they learn something last season? Can I hope that they learned something last
season?
Just
don't have Bergeron come back for the final three games.
And if the goalie's not healthy, let people know that you're not healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, rest in peace, goalie hug, rotation.
Yeah.
Thoughts I wouldn't be so sure, Curtis.
I know. I
think Omark's going to be starting in game five.
Really?
Yes. How could you say you're starting the hot hand and that he's in their heads?
Everybody is talking about how they think they're going to, that Jim Montgomery goes back to Omark.
And that way you have Swayman for game six and seven. If you need him.
Wow.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What's the purpose of that,
though? I thought we were done with this.
The purpose is, I guess, if you're looking at it strategy-wise, you have two above-average goaltenders.
Right.
You have a 3-1 lead in the series.
Right.
So you have the luxury of being able to give Jeremy Swayman a couple extra days of rest.
Yeah, and give away a game if you lose. Right?
Yes.
Okay, because why not? Because I asked this question because if you feel that it's about you have two really good goalies, why didn't you stick to the rotation after game three? Why didn't Omark start in game four?
Listen, I am delighted, and it obviously was the right decision that Jim Montgomery went with Jeremy Swayman.
I mean, stay with him.
And I would, if I were him, I would stay with him. I'd stay with him the rest of the way through unless he ends up
giving up seven goals or something crazy. Yeah.
But that is the stupid, honestly, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There's an additional game in between. It's not just every other. The Bruins are off again tonight, which gives them two full off days, Sunday, Monday, before Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And the story should be, nationally or internationally, Austin Matthews.
What a pee bag Bertuzzi is.
Oh, yeah. But no, Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
What illness? I'm sorry. Greg has more intestinal fortitude than Austin Matthews, who is the modern-day A-Rod, a guy that is a stat accumulator, one of the best, most prolific scorers in the NHL, and is fighting some thing Shelley, his coach, is saying is not just a normal illness. Like, what is it?
I don't know.
Like, just get shot up to the heavens or get, you know, take some Dayquil.
But didn't bother him when he was dropping, what did he score, 70 goals this season or something like that?
It's such a strange story that he's still not 100%. They're already cushioning the blow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Bruins are in a great spot, and we will talk about that this morning. We'll talk about it with our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, who will join us, I think, at 9 this morning. We were trying to get Razor full 4 hours, but he has more important things to do with the Bruins and with Nesson. And I understand that.
That's fine.
So Courtney's flexing today.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back tomorrow. We had an extraordinary day on Friday. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on Roadshow number one they want to share this morning.
I thought it was really good. I
ran into you after the show at the Vermont General Deli or Country Deli. Mm-hmm. What an incredible place that is.
Everybody.
How was the mac and cheese? Did you try it?
It was to die for.
Yeah,
Did you like it?
I had the mac and cheese.
What do you give it?
Well,
1 to 10.
I would say I'd give that about 8.5.
Wow.
Very good.
Curtis, did you? I was there.
So I was there before, and then I saw right as I was checking out, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins were there, and then you came in after. I would move there just for the deli. I got James the Mac. He loved it. And I got the pulled pork. Some of the best pulled pork I've ever had in my life.
Pulled pork is good. Better than Nashville?
I would not say better than Nashville.
Okay.
But
what's the name of that place in Nashville?
Martin's.
Martin's.
Yeah.
Martin's Barbecue.
Martin's Barbecue. But the closest I've come to that outside of Nashville or anywhere else. And it was just like, we need a store like that in Boston where it's like fresh, homemade. Yeah, it's just really good, unbelievably good comfort food. Great.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any commercial space available at all?
But it was awesome. The people were amazing. The place was full, which was we walked in at 6. I was like, this is going to be long. And then it was an amazing show at the Stone Church.
Yeah, it was. I want to thank everybody at the Stone Church. I want to thank everybody at the radio station, the radio group up there. Not only for broadcasting the show every morning, but for hosting us on Friday for Roadshow number one. We did over $1,200 in merch sales when it comes to Roadshow merch for Roadshow number one. So you are an unbelievable bunch of people. Tunia came out the night before, and we're back at it again on Thursday. We will head to Rhode Island for Roadshow number two. And we will be at Matunic Oyster Bar, I'm guessing around 6, and then we will pregame with you and Miller Lite at the Ocean Mist, which is Wiggy's favorite place, on Thursday night, starting at about 7:30. And there is, I think there's a band called the Somebody in the Ocean Misters who are playing there, and then we'll get to watch whatever playoff game is on Thursday night.
And if I'm allowed, I'll hop on the drums.
All right. I think they'll let you do that.
Could you?
I mean, not really, but I could hit the hi-hat a couple times.
You were a drummer. Was that while you were in London?
Yes, I was. In where the streets of Beatles people walk. But I would say this. The only song I ever really knew how to drum was Enter Sandman. We played that song every day, like over and over again.
All right. Okay. I will pay whatever it costs to have you get behind the kit.
I'm there.
Give
me a couple sticks and I'm ready to go.
That's Metallica, right?
Yeah.
And what's his Lars? Isn't that the drummer for Metallica?
Yes. Lars Ulrich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he's like my Neil Peart.
Right. Do you own your own drumsticks?
I don't really own anything that's my own. Right. I've been given some things, but right. I do not. I don't know where my drumsticks are, but I can find a couple.
So you're not. So you're not like Will Ferrell's character in The Office. You won't touch anybody else's drumsticks.
Our unnamed band had a breakup, and it's just been too hard for me to go back to the set. But this will be my first return.
All right.
The draft is over. Are you going to give us a grade later?
I will. It's part of my lead.
Professor, are we getting a grade from you when it comes to the Patriots
draft? Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
He's the real draft expert. I'm a fan.
Do you have the rating on your mock yet?
I got a 28.
Right. Okay.
28 out of what?
Out of 1,000 possible points or what?
I think technically it's 100 points.
Okay. All right. That's an F.
Wait,
fail.
Yeah. I'm towards the very bottom. Yes, I am towards the very. Yep. There are very few people that I beat.
Well, one guy I know that dominated Scheim, Peter Schrager. Good morning, football.
He kicked ass.
Absolutely. Well, I think he had half of them.
He got half of them?
I think that was it, right?
I think he matched exactly like 13 guys to teams and then nailed 29 or 30 of the 32 drafted in the first round.
Well, yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I think the Mentalist on the Pat McAfee show nailed every pick this year and for the next 5 years. So,
Greg, do you believe in magicians? Like, this is, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Stand the right next to
Belichick.
Must have
been a big David Copperfield fan.
I like the weekend, though. I know we'll get to it, but I thought after Drake May, obviously not the guy I would have built the team around, but whether it was Elliott Wolf or whomever, I thought that going after the receivers.
Wiggy was spot on about taking a wide receiver with your second pick.
Touch some offensive linemen.
We'll actually hear from one of the new England Patriots because he had one of the greatest lines ever uttered at an introductory press conference during They Said It today.
Yes, we'll get to that during They Said It at 7. We have a lot to get to on the show, including Jerod Mayo, who will share his thoughts on the draft. He will be with us at 9 this morning. So the head coach of the New England Patriots on this show at 9 this morning. But before that, Leeds in just about 10 minutes. Scheim mentioned They Said It. We'll do that at 7. At 7:20, we will check in with our official trial correspondent, Ted Daniel from Fox 25, as Commonwealth versus Reed gets underway.
How's that going for? I know you and Courtney are the two that are deep into it.
Courtney and I are both wildly obsessed. We've gone down every single wormhole that exists on social media. I've done a full deep dive on every kind of potential piece of evidence. I stand here ready to watch as the legal experts determine what happened when it came to that awful incident in Canton a couple of years ago now. So they'll have opening arguments this morning.
Okay.
And so Ted Daniel will join us at 7:20. We'll talk about that with Ted Daniel from Fox 25.
Kind of a break for the local police force in Canton that the Trump trial is ongoing simultaneously. And then the Koberger trial, I think, starts relatively soon.
Yes,
so
yes.
The national sort of, if it is what I believe it to be, which is really shoddy police work and some sort of nefarious behavior.
Yeah.
This is a big benefit to that department in that it would be the trial of the country without those other massive stories.
Well, if you feel that way, why aren't you wearing pink in support of Karen Reed this morning?
Because the second I start reading anything about it, I just go, I don't have the energy. I know how I sort of feel. I'm not going to be casting aspersions. I find the people that are so infatuated with it, where it's taken over their life, to be a little much.
All right. Courtney's out. News at 7:45. Who's doing the news? You want to have Shime or Jackson on the news this morning?
Can I get a vote?
I don't even know if Shime wants it or not.
We can give Jackson a spin at the news if you want.
Oh, yes.
You want Jackson on the news?
Sure. Why not? Let's give him a swing at it.
All right. Are we in a ratings book?
Yes.
We are?
Spring. Okay. I could do it if you really want.
All right.
How about Pudge?
Maybe we'll give Jackson a run at the news today.
All right.
I feel like that's going to eat up every moment of his mind from now until 7:45.
Yes, it is.
That's the problem. Not going to be able to accomplish any other tasks that he is supposed to be accomplishing.
Unbeknownst to the listeners, Jackson has just as much anxiety as Courtney.
Yes, he does. Maybe even more, I would say. Maybe. All right. If you want to be on today, 617-779-7937. If you would like to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. What's ringing? Is something ringing, or is that just my ear? I cannot hear a freaking thing out of the entire. It's so sure bizarre.
Is. What is the term for an ear doctor? I know, like ophthalmologist for
audiologist.
Eyes. I have no idea.
Ask Courtney.
Yeah,
earmologist.
Well, because isn't there like a nose, ear,
there's
and throat
nose,
doctor?
Ear, throat guy.
Yeah.
Which I think is different than an audiologist.
All right.
Who also checks your ears.
I mean, can I just go to like the Minute Clinic or something like that? Can I just go to one of those places?
They put those headphones on you and the beep starts out loud and it beep.
You could put something up to my right ear and I could not hear a single. You could scream into my right ear.
It's definitely, it sounds like a wax buildup. You're going to have
I don't think so, Wiggy. I don't think it's wax buildup because it alternates based on congestion that I might have here or there.
It alternates ears?
No, it's same ear.
Right.
But I can reduce it a little bit. Sometimes, like, not to get graphic, I blew my nose yesterday with some intensity. I felt it cracking a teeny little bit.
Okay.
Like not cracking, but unclogging a little
There's
bit.
Some
then
build
it clogs
up there.
Right. There's something in there.
Right. Because if
it could be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One of those earworms or ear spiders.
Gross. Do you have a moth stuck in there, maybe?
I wonder if I have fluttering? I might have some sort of an insect that is living in my ear currently.
It could be a fever of unknown origin.
I will, if that's, if it is an insect, I will give that away as a prize on this radio show.
I know which doctor you need to see, by the way. It's an otolaryngologist.
All right.
There we go.
That sounds like the one.
All right. Sounds expensive.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, lot to get to on the Monday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI, including what is trending right now with Scheim.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
An eventful weekend for your Boston sports. The Patriots completed their draft. They took Drake May, quarterback out of UNC, Jalen Polk, receiver out of Washington, Caden Wallace, offensive tackle from Penn State, Layden Robinson, offensive guard from Texas A&M, Javon Baker, wide receiver out of UCF, Marcellus Dial, corner from South Carolina, Joe Milton III from Tennessee, and Jaheim Bell, a tight end from Florida State. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs 5-4 last night with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. With the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow at Fenway Park. Over the weekend, your Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs. 3-1, they take a 3-1 series lead back to Boston with a chance to close it out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop for that one is at 7:10.
You know who's a big listener of the show?
Who?
Mashian. Because he heard that guy call up and say, Mashian's not doing anything.
I mean, he came from wherever he was.
Wow.
And do you think that he and Bertuzzi have something lingering from last season when Bertuzzi was here? Does it seem personal to you?
I think that's just his style. Because isn't he kind of getting on the Domi skin a little bit too? I feel like he gets on the everybody's skin.
I think they had this kind of relationship back when Bertuzzi was a Red Wing. Like, this is probably something from back then that is now refestering in the playoffs since it never really got to in a heated moment like this.
Remember when we all thought, myself included, that the Bruins not retaining Bertuzzi was a huge mistake? There was like a 48-hour window where we all were like, why didn't they keep Bertuzzi?
I know.
And now it looks like a good decision.
The Celtics also dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip-off for that one is at 7:30. And Trending Now was brought to you by Team Malone. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Scheim. By the way, quick word of warning. Speaking of eardrops, if you have... That was like my grandfather, Papa Silvestro. Whenever he'd show up for an event, my mom would say, "Dad, you bring your hearing aid." And he'd go, "Huh?" And we'd go, "Oh."
Did he have one of those big, gigantic, tube things would stick out? That's what I need.
But I really think he was a brilliant guy. I think he had perfect hearing. He just didn't want to talk. Anyway, if you have an older dog, do not use eardrops.
All right.
I have Pudge's like best buddy, Grover, the sweetest dog, now in Colorado. They got an ear infection. The vet prescribed eardrops, and now the poor guy's deaf.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So just be careful. 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 66.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.